How we doing? Good. All right, it was good to get out there, you know, OTA number one. And we get an opportunity to have 10 of these practices. Very valuable for our football team, you know, to get the work, to get out there and actually now be able to line up against a teammate and run routes and defend and do it against actual people instead of cars or remote control cars that we had Bob Romanski helping us with earlier or any of those other types of things. But anyway, good day's work, good start. You know, we've got basically a month left together before we'll get into the summer break, and then training camp will be here before you know it. But good start to the OTA. So questions?
Derek obviously wasn't out there practicing. What's his situation right now?
He wasn't able to practice today, and so he joined. You know, there are a couple guys that are not able to go right now that when they're not able to go, then they don't go. You know, they'll rehab. So this is the time of year. Just so everybody understands, I know the quarterback generates more interest than others, but he's not the only guy that we held out. And everybody's here, you know, working hard, doing what they can. The guys that need to be held out are being held out. You know, they're getting the necessary rehab and will join us when they can. And really, we're not going to comment on injuries this time of year. You know, in terms of policy, we don't get into, you know, who's had what and why and different timetables and all those types of things. Really don't get into that kind of stuff this time of year. So we're not going to sit here and play that game. You know, the guys are all here working. The guys that can go, and the guys that are rehabbing. You know, we're just happy to have the whole team here working.
How as you're trying to install this new offense, how much of a setback is it for him to be missing any time at all? Is it a non-factor, a factor when you're trying to learn?
Yeah, we're just plodding ahead, you know, installing and working and doing what we can with the guys that are available, and the guys that aren't are working their best mentally, you know, through the process and, you know, taking all the mental reps they can.
Seeing Moore back out there today at the surgery after the season, was it encouraging to see him?
Yeah, he's just joining the team in non-contact things. He's still not cleared to practice, but he can, you know, stretch and warm up and go through some individual paces and things like that. So nothing competitive, nothing against another person. But it's good to see him back. Yeah, he's been great. Every time you come into a new season, new opportunities for guys, and certainly with a new staff, there are opportunities for guys to reinvent themselves. And, you know, a guy like Ray has really had a productive offseason. You know, as a staff, we're really excited about where he's tracking. CO, you know, coming around athletically, and he's been engaged mentally. So, you know, from a linebacking core standpoint, it's great to see, you know, a couple of guys that are here that, you know, we think we can develop and help them play at a higher level, and we need that. You know, we're going to need to bring a few guys along that were here before and help them hopefully play at an even higher level.
Were all the rookies allowed to be, or any of them still in school? Or
we got just about everybody back. There may be a guy or two. There's a guy or two, but I didn't bring that. I didn't bring that roster in here to go through it and tell you exactly who's not. But there are a couple of guys that still have their school obligations.
How did the rookies, after having from a rookie camp, how they acclimated to getting in there with the veterans?
You know, you can see they're behind. You know, they're behind physically. They're behind mentally. And it's a little bit of catch-up, you know, their first year. We try to close the gap. We have – you know, extra with them. We have extra meetings in the morning. We have extra meetings in the afternoon. We have extra lifting after practice to try and bring them up to speed with the veterans. So in that, there's some player development, you know, work that goes into it and trying to develop these young men into productive citizens. You know, so Lamont Winston does a great job with that aspect, you know, trying to – we feel like if we grow, you know, good men, it'll be good in the community, good husbands, good fathers, that will have better football players as well.
Coach, is it weird at all for you or the club in regards to the story of the move to Southern California, is that an issue at all? Is it a distraction? Is it something you've been thinking about?
No, it's really, I guess, you know, we're not naive to know that there are things going on, but, you know, really our focus is just on trying to be as good a football team as we can be. We're trying to prepare our football team for the upcoming season, and it's really inside these walls, really about that, about football, about competing, about, you know, learning the system and challenging each other and building a brotherhood and, you know, beginning to get that chemistry and that bond and all of that. I think, you know, those business issues are not issues that we're going to have a say in anyhow. So really it's best for us to focus on the job that we have, and that is to, you know, to be as good on Sundays as we can and make sure that we're ready to put forth great effort every day to do that.
Whether it's here or there?
I'm sorry?
Whether it's here or there?
Yeah, well, my understanding is that it's here, you know, until I'm told otherwise. And that's, you know, I think, you know, for us, you know, that have to perform, that have to prepare to perform, I think it's the way to approach it. And not that there isn't, you know, something out there that is going on that maybe other people are talking about, that's their job. It's just not our job. And it's our job to work at this and to focus on the things that are important for us to be able to be productive come Sundays in the fall.
Is that a message you've had to give to the players, or do you trust that they
No, I mean, I'll talk about it from time to time. They see my comments from time to time. I've not made it a major issue because I focus and talk about the things that are important, and I'm talking about the things that are important for us to understand, and that's, you know, playing football. That's practicing football. That's, you know, building the chemistry and the camaraderie and the accountability that we have for each other and things like that. So that's really where our focus is.
I mean, you have some guys missing time in mid-May. Is there a lower level of concern for guys like Derek who aren't able to participate now because of the timing of it?
Time missed in May is better than time missed in September, for sure. In fact, you know, you're often more capable of taking whatever time is necessary just to make sure you put things behind you. So, a little more cautious this time of year.
It was interesting watching Crabb and Coop on the field at the same time today. I mean, are you starting to get excited about the possibilities that might emerge between those two?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, you're talking about two weapons that we added. I think a third in Clive, the tight end, who every day out there he shows up and does something that grabs your attention. So I think you're talking about three weapons in those guys, added to the guys that are coming back. And I continue to talk about the guys coming back because we want to make sure we're developing them to the fullest. You know, and guys like Michael and Tompkins and Dre, all those guys. And we want to, you know, they're all working hard. They're all competing, and it's really our goal as a staff to bring out the best in our players, and not just the guys that we've added that are new. We're excited about them for sure, but also from the guys that remain that are returning, that are working so hard right now.
It seems like when you're adding tempo and you have guys making faster choices during these practices, it could be difficult at the start. Have you been impressed with how they're able to absorb and execute? Where are they there? Are there some growing?
How do you know they're executing? right now, they're not executing the way that we will.
Yeah.
But when you stress them with some of the aspects of doing it with tempo, then you're not able to kind of work your way through it. It's going to be exposed right now, whether you know exactly what to do or not. And so. There is a heightened urgency that we create with some of that, and that's we think that's to our benefit.
What have you seen on DJ Hayden?
It's non-competitive, mm-hmm. you know, environment that we've been in. It's really tough. You see his feet. I mean, he's got really good feet. You know, he's super quick. This is a hardworking football team. You know, come in, I think thus far we as a staff we've talked about, look, this group has been eager, working hard, and that's good. It's a good place to start. And now, you know, it's a matter of sustaining that kind of effort. It's a matter of, you know, building the mentality that we want and things like that. But I like the way DJ's approached his work thus far.
Coach,
you talked about building the mentality you guys want. How beneficial having a guy like Tuck, I mean, he's been on Super Bowl champion, been around the team in a lot of different things. How does that help you in terms of getting that to the rest of the team?
Yeah, we pointed out, one of our coaches presented today in front of the team and talked about the different guys that had been a part of Super Bowl wins in their career, players and coaches. And certainly Tuck has that experience and brings some of that wisdom to the group. And so I think it's very important. I think, you know, a guy that's been there at the highest level understands what it takes. And so a guy like that that's buying into your message and doing the things that need to be done and helping others, that's a positive factor for you.
Spent a lot of time with Khalil last year. He's mentoring him. Would he be with Mario a lot? Expect him to be in his ear a lot and sort of.
Yeah, a little bit. I think Khalil's a little more of an do it, you know, by the actions and less of the talking. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, Lamont does a great job of trying to pair those guys up and get some of the players that that will come back and share some of their experiences. And I'm sure that they'll draw on that because I think Khalil did a nice job of, you know, coming in. Derek, some of those guys that played last year came in and handled themselves well. And so we want them to share that experience and some of the things that they thought about and did and how they adjusted and help them share those experiences with our new guys.
That's good.
Okay. All right. Thank you.